Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship in the ministry of bbfohio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, titled Wives and Husbands. This is part 2 of 2. But look right there in verse 4. It says that not only are you supposed to love your husbands, you're supposed to exemplify it, which means be an example, and teach the young ladies to love their husbands. Someone says, well, why didn't he say that back there in Colossians 3 or Ephesians 5? You know, one of the reasons I think it wasn't brought out in those texts, where it is here, so, you know, God did say it, but it's because I don't think God had, God knows women and men are different, and women tend to not have an issue with the reality they need to love their husbands. Who have you had? It's been my experience, and as I've read the histories and biographies, I've noticed the one who has the trouble loving their own wives is usually the husband. Put it this way, the one who has trouble remembering to love their spouse is the husband. The woman, rarely is that the issue. What her issue is, she's loving, but the women sometimes put their love in the wrong direction and end up in a mess. See that? Something to think about. The fact is, submission, it's only hard for those whose heart is hard. A hard-hearted woman, that's the woman who won't submit. And you just keep your eyes open, these feminazi types out there that rebel and think that this idea of... you go out there and look it up in the news articles. You'll see it. Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution calling on their women to submit to their husbands. Like it's a shock. Yeah. That's in the news. Yeah. Happened a couple years ago. Yeah. And everybody that is a Bible believer should be saying, yeah, what's your point? You're right. I mean, that's, they shouldn't have to pass a resolution. Yes. You know? Huh? They read the Bible. They read the Bible. And it's like, it's almost what that resolution was. Hey, all you people out there who claim to be Christians or are part of this denomination, there's this thing in the Bible about how women should submit. It's there, I swear. Look right at it. That's what it's like. Yeah, pass a resolution. So now that I've explained this, this is how all the women are going to walk out the door today. I just love being biblically submissive. And now we come to the husbands. Love your wives. Back in Colossians 3. Steve's got it down, so we'll just move on. Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Let's start out with where it says, husbands, love your wives. Said, because as I said, I think it needed to be said. Amen? Husbands are never told to submit to their wives. Now, I just said that wives are never told, people say that wives are never told to love their husbands, and they are. But the Bible never tells a husband to submit to their wives. Now, that doesn't mean people don't try to say that. And then maybe the new versions, they've messed them up so much that it does say that. I don't know. I didn't look that up. But here's how the Bible perverters do it. Go over to Ephesians chapter 5. Just back two books there. Ephesians chapter 5. This is how they teach that men and women are to submit to each other, is by reading one verse, verse 21. If you're there, read it with me. Submitting your... Now, come on, are you there? Ephesians 5:21. All right, you're there, read it with me. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So, that means that men should submit to their wives and wives submit to their husbands, both. Now, first of all, that's impossible. I mean, obviously, anyone with any reasoning capability knows that that's not possible. So, what do? Well, here's this little thing called context. We're not going to take time to read all of it, but if you go to the previous 20 verses, you will see that he is talking to the church. to the local church in specifically, but to Christians in general. And he tells them different things about getting along so that they can do the work of God. And he starts in verse 2, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us," an offering. That's submitting your body as a living sacrifice and all that. Verse 6, he warns, "Let no man deceive you with vain words." Do you think that's telling the wife? You know, this isn't about marriage. This isn't about husbands and wives in this context. This is the church. And in the church and among Christians, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And that means that you have your place and role, and you should submit to those in authority in their place and their role, and of course, as it is fit in the Lord. So, I happen to be the BBF band leader as well as pastor, and it's a title I should add to my resume. But and I've told folks when we've gone over to Martha's, you ought to see how they act. They get out of hand, and I have to stop and say, wait, now everybody, listen. If we're going to get anything done, you're going to have to follow my lead, okay? And then they all just obediently do what they're told. I wish that were true, but they do, and we go through the practice. And when the practice is over, then it's a free for all. Do whatever you want. Eat more chicken. Yeah, man. But while we're practicing, if they didn't pay attention to me as the leader and saying, you know, we're going to do this page, this song, in this key, here's the timing, you know, if they didn't do that, then it would be even worse than it is. I'm kidding. Now, we have our moments, and sometimes we have our moments. But we would have nothing but those moments if we didn't have some leadership, some guidance. When it could be cleaning day. Somebody's got to have a list. Somebody's got to be kind of pointing out, say, hey, could you do this? Could you do that? There's got to be leadership. And man, that's what's wrong with Christianity in general today, is everybody's a lone ranger, and they're not submitting themselves one to another in the fear of God. And that's the trick. The Bible never tells the husband to submit to his wife. The question of wives and husbands doesn't begin until you get to the next verse, 22. Look at verse 22. Now he changes gears. How do you know that? Because the first word, he says, wives. It's almost as though Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, and he immediately says, I better fix this before it gets out of hand. I'm not talking to wives and husbands. Isn't that something? And think of the crooked Bible perverts today who ignore that and tell husbands should submit to their wives and the wives to the husbands. They're creating chaos in the home. They're basically picking fights between husbands and wives when they do that. Let's read it, verses 22 to 24. Read it with me. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. I think Paul's cleared that up for us. Amen? Yes. Come on now. Amen? Amen? All right. Even if you don't, just act like you agree. Say amen. Amen? Husbands, love your wives. This isn't about feelings. It's about a choice. It's a verb. Wives, there's times you don't feel like doing it. Can you imagine what we're seeing in American culture today is everybody doing what they feel like. It's time Americans were told far and wide, don't do what you feel like. Do what is right. Stop doing what you feel like and start doing right. The word love is commanded. If it was just an emotion, God wouldn't command it. You couldn't command it. It's a solemn duty. If your wife is under your last nerve, how am I saying that? Under your last...
On your
on your last nerve, under your skin, in your hair, under your last hair, as Stephen said. Listen, there's times where your wife, guys, might even be driving you a little crazy. And the wives will... and there's times where your wife would say, he's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the wife shouldn't go by emotions and should submit to his leadership even when she thinks he's an idiot. Hey. That's the truth. But also, the husband should love his wife even if she's under his skin. And that's exactly what he's saying here in the text. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. He knows. Well, the Holy Spirit's giving him the words to say. That woman's going to get under your skin. There are going to be days. There are going to be times. Listen, that's one of the hardest things. When you talk to, you see especially these young kids getting married and they're like, oh. One of these days you're going to walk in the room and wish you wasn't sitting there. You just want to be, whatever. There's no way. She's wonderful. Tell that young lady, you know, there's going to be a day where you're going to just wish he was at work. He's like, oh, he's off today. She looks at you like, that's not even possible. Talk to him in a few years. Some of them a few months. Yeah, Dave?
And the little saying that goes out there says, men don't get mad at wife's choices. She chose you.
That's my favorite comic when somebody says, well, my wife's just a stupid idiot. Well, she married you. That's why, you know, I'm always saying how wonderfully wise my wife is. Look at her choices. Wonderful choices. And it really needs a little explanation if we're honest. And another thing I want to bring up is this thing here. Men had better live in the real world. Some of the issues women have simply cannot be helped. It's physical. Physical that affects the mental and emotional state. You better be sensitive to that, boys. You want trouble in your marriage? Act like that's not the reality. Just act like it. You will have trouble. Big time. It's the curse of Genesis 3. Turn back there, Rook. Well, anyway, I think I got it up here. Fellas, you memorized John 3:16? You memorized? How many men have memorized John 3:16 with a raise of hand? Everybody except for John. Oh, there he is. Okay, John. Men, you ought to memorize Genesis 3:16. It's a key to understanding your wife. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. That's not just talking about when they're delivering the baby. That's their condition. Period. The whole system that's monthly is all about conception, whether or not you want to have kids, whether or not you're past having kids. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. The condition, the situation you're in the marriage goes right there. That's where you should start in understanding your wife. There's effects that have hormones involved, and men experience a little taste of that whenever they have to take steroids. My first time I took steroids for my condition, the doctor said, you ever seen a woman who has really bad PMS? Have I ever? No. No, seriously. I said, yeah, I've actually. He says, this can do that to you. He said, that roid rage thing you heard about, it's a real thing. Yeah. He said, you might find yourself sweating profusely, angered by nothing, ready to just fly off the handle at people. And if you do, let me know. We might have to change the dosage. Yeah. You can't change the dosage on your wife. So, you know, whatever state she's in because of that, you better learn to deal with it. Amen. I mean, first time I took steroids, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, oh, I've wet the bed. I can't believe this. I'm soaking wet. And I'm thinking, this is so embarrassing. We'd only been married for a few months. I'm like, she's going to think I'm a bedwetter. You know? Then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. How'd it get up there? Oh, obviously I didn't wet the bed. I was just dripping sweat from head to toe. My sheets were soaked from sweat. And then I thought, he said this is what women go through? Oh, man. And I've always told, even before that, I've told my daughters, I've told my wife, I have so much respect for what women have to go through.
Amen.
But I'm stupid. I'm ignorant. So sometimes you just tell me. Just tell me. I just have to throw that as a footnote. Women, we're not mind readers.
What?
And we're stupid. Men have no idea what you're going through.
Amen.
If you're going through something, you have to verbally tell us. Otherwise, we're just going to think you're mad at us for no reason, and we're going to get mad at you.
More than once.
More than once what?
More than once. I want to be told more than once.
Well, I mean, every time you're going through something, that's your. How many of you have ever gone through any kind of counseling or read a book? Communication. It's key. Communication. And thankfully, my wife has never had a problem communicating. She will come right in and tell me what's the issue.
And listen, man.
And listen, yes. You know, what's her problem on occasion is sometimes she didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes she's say, I got 3 hours of sleep. Well, I know to, you know, realize that she's only got 3 hours of sleep. She might be a little tired and not energetic and... You're not even want to hear my jokes. You know, I remember one time I told a joke and she just sat over there and looked at me. I was like, what's wrong with you? That was funny. I don't care who you are. That was funny.
I'm tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell it later if you get a nap. Enough said. Men, take note. If you got a little bit of brains and wisdom, you're going to heed what I just told you.
And
it's not about, amen. Great point. It's not about fixing it. It's about understanding. It's about making some concessions even. It's like, you know, what do you feel like watching, honey? The puppy Super Bowl? Okay. Sacrifice a little. 1 Peter 3:7 also tells you this, men. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
Yeah,
and that's how stupid this transgender thing is, where they're letting men put on a skirt and beat up on the women in sports.
Yeah.
They are, women are the weaker vessel physically and emotionally. They are more sensitive. Weaker isn't a bad thing. Do you think it's bad if I say Gloria is weaker than Charlie? That's not a bad thing. It's a statement of fact. It's not a bad thing that God made you a certain way.
Amen.
What weaker means too is you're a little better at certain things like holding little babies compared to men. Men pick them up like a puppy by the nape of the neck, you know. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And by the way, men, that should be across the board, no matter whether it's your wife or not, when you're dealing with a woman. You might be able to say something to me or Mark or, you know, Doug, and we're like, but you say that to a woman, she's liable to go in the back. I'm not taking that. They can't talk to me like that. Yeah, you better. That's the reality. You need to look. You know, if people would just look at people the way God tells us to look at people and stop pretending. Our culture just is a big lie. Our culture tells you things to look at people in certain ways, and it's a big honking lie.
Yes, amen.
So you got to look back at the Bible and say, this is how I'm going to look at people. And that is why men are told the following in closing. This is where we're going to close it up. We're in Ephesians 5. If you didn't turn it, you're already there. Verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives. We read that in the previous the Colossians text. But look what the responsibility, men, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Do you realize your love for your wife is supposed to exemplify Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Your love for your wife, how's that work when you're cheating?
Yeah.
How's that work when you're verbally abusing your wife? That's a picture of Christ. Jesus don't verbally abuse me.
Amen.
See? Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands and everything. See how that works? Wives, you're to picture the church. And if you're not subject to your husband, you're a picture of a bad church.
Yeah.
You're a picture of the modern church.
Yeah.
You want to see what the modern church looks like? Look at modern marriage. Verse 26 goes on to explain that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
So ought men to love their wives, look at this, as their own bodies. You know, I'm not against being physically fit and looking good, and Jenny got the short end of the stick. I used to be in real good shape right up to about the time we got married. And I got sick. I got on steroids and gained 25 pounds just like that. And I haven't been able to get it off since. But what I noticed was a lot of the guys I was working out around or with, they were obsessed with their bodies. Obsessed with looking good. And a lot of them were cheaters. In other words, they took so much time taking care of their own body instead of taking care of their wife as their own body.
Amen.
See how that went?
Yeah.
If you're so obsessed with your physique that you are putting off and not giving your wife the love she deserves, you're on your way out the door, pal. Amen.
Sure.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself. It doesn't say to love yourself. It's saying it. If you love your wife, you are loving yourself. You see that? Be good to your wife. You're being good to yourself. That's where I think the crux of the saying is, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Happy wife, happy life, Doug said. Amen. And verse 29, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. And then it goes on about the church, and I'm not going to continue. But he in verse 32, he said, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's the responsibility. And that's the point of our text. But never stop learning. As God says, much more on the subject in His Word. This was an introductory course, men. Ladies, introduction only. 101. Now move on and continue learning daily, lifelong learning. To be a better wife, better mother, better daughter, better aunt, better niece, better Christian. Amen?
I'm so glad.